Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is a story of famous dogs. But the dog that tells this tale will be busy. Rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, kick dog.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was me. But first, before I get this show kicked off today, like I said, I don't know what's going on today. We got a lot of stuff to maybe talk about, and we got a lot of nothing to talk about. But the first thing I want to do is send out a prayer to thank the Lord for doing what he let us do. I want to send a special prayer out to Big Sam over there. Big Sam is a starter that has got cancer, and he's in the hospital. Also, we want to send a special prayer out to Craig Miller and the wreck he had this weekend out in Orangeburg in the old Cold Killer's car. He walked away from it thanks to the good construction and all that. But we want to take a minute, bow your heads, and if you're at your desk or whatever, we want to say a silent prayer for everybody. And I'm going to say a prayer right here on the air for you. We want to thank you, Lord, for letting us do what we do every day. We want to thank you, Lord, for every time we buckle up in that seat, going down that racetrack, doing the things we do. We thank you for looking over us. We don't give a doggone how good a driver we are. We can't drive in no bed and you steers. So in God's name we pray, and we hope everybody's blessed, and we hope everybody had a safe trip back and forth from the trip from Maryland this weekend. And in Lord's name I thank you. Amen. All right now, I know it's kind of rough for me to come on here and be so nice and then come on here and be so nasty, but today I'm not going to be so nasty. I'm just going to take it easy, and we're going to get into the show right now. But first I want to send out a word from one of my first sponsors. Come on. This first sponsor that I got this week comes from Mobile Speed Shop, one stop for all automotive needs, home of the world's fastest back half and also the home of the world's fastest small block NOS name on 28th. At least that's what he said. Custom motor installation, custom wiring, and neat and professional. No job too large or too small. Best prices on the East Coast. That's from Miami all the way up to Maine, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, you get a 10% discount if you say you heard this ad on my radio show. And that's Mo's Speed Shop, y'all, in Hepsiba, Georgia. 706-414-6688. Mo's Speed Shop. And this week, this Thursday at the racetrack, we might find out whether or not he's that tough anyway. But anyway, before we get into all that stuff like that, we got somebody I want to come on right now and see what's going on. Like, these phones keep jumping away from me right now. So I'm going to go to the phones right now. Mike Hill, are you there, brother? Can you tell me what's going on there? How you doing today?
Good, dog. Good. I'm doing good.
Okay, brother.
How's everything?
Okay, how I'm sounding out there? Can you hear me today?
Yeah, I hear you good. I hear you good. That's a good thing you did, man. I appreciate that for Craig and Sam. You know, and it was a tumor. Yesterday he got a tumor that spread across his head pretty good. And that's, you know, that's pretty serious. My dad went through that, man. I hate to see anybody go through that. You know, that's
Mike, a lot of people know Craig. They know Craig Miller, but some people might not know Sam. Could you tell them who Sam was? Who Sam is?
He worked with Carolina. He used to work with IHRA too, but he was the actual starter. Whenever we do our Pro Mart races, he's the actual starter that stands in the middle of the track and, you know, activate the tree, and he makes the calls on, you know, if somebody crosses the line or if something happened, he'd make that call. You know, he was that head guy in charge of the starting line, you know, during our big races and stuff, and, you know.
Okay, well, Mike, what's going on this week, brother?
We got another one. I mean, we got our next automatic Pro Mart shootout this weekend, and through 10-5, you know, the guys on 28th, you know, and this is actually the last one, dog, until, like, September at Carolina, you know. We may do some small things here and there, but that's the last one's Carolina. We hope everybody come out, have a good time. You know, we got a bunch of cars, you know. We got the mix-up. We actually had a mix-up where we were going to be me and the Quick Hit Outlaws was going to be scheduled on top of one another, but we ended up getting that worked out, you know, and everybody. So I look forward to have a full house of a car this weekend, you know, and should be fast as ever. Be hot, so we need everybody to bring the coolers out. Stay cool.
I heard that. Well, look here, is you doing anything? Is the gates open Friday, or what's going on with that on Friday?
Yeah, the gates open Friday. Well, the car can come in like 4 o'clock in park. Test and tune is always from 6 to 11, and you know, we got one qualifying round for all the Pro Mods and two 10-5 cars at 8 o'clock.
Okay,
Friday
that's
night.
A good thing,
you know, any grudge racing they want to get on and get in, they can do it Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know, that's just on them. You know, it's open arm to them at Carolina, you know.
All right, Mac. Well, like I said, that's going to be Friday. It's going to be Friday and Saturday over there, House of Hook this week. The Mike Hill Pro Mod Show, ladies and gentlemen. Come on and support whatever you support and do whatever you got to do. Mike, you going to hang around for a while just in case anybody got any questions for you?
Yeah, I'll be here listening.
Okay, no problem. I'm going to mute your mic just in case you had that background going on, because you know how you act a fool. Oh, is Nicole going to be there this week?
Yeah, Nicole will be there. She'll be there. She'll definitely be there. She'll be there Friday.
Okay, all right, no problem. Looking forward to seeing y'all. And whatever follows
up. Maybe Bobby Childs will come in the house so we can go knock him off this weekend with Nicole.
Oh, man, leave Bobby alone. Bobby ain't messing with y'all now. I'm working on something for y'all right now. Y'all keep on talking about Bobby Childs. We're going to have a surprise for y'all. But anyway, all right, Mike, appreciate you coming on. You got anything else you want to add, brother?
Nah, that's it. Appreciate it, dog.
All right, look at it. Cut that your hair when you get a chance, too.
Man, I got to trim him up.
Okay. All right, Mike, appreciate you coming on, bro. All
right. Okay, though.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mike Hill. He got a big show coming up this week there, Carolina Racetrack there. We hope everything go all right and hope he have a good show. Hope good weather for everybody. The weather supposed to be hotter than a mosquito's tweeter. Oh, I forgot. I had one more sponsor that I had to get a plug in for, and it's for Viagra. Now, since they're a sponsor and they want me to tell this in a joke, if it ain't funny, don't put it on me now, because now, like I said, Viagra, you know, it's what it is. And they told me they wanted me to tell this joke. So I'm finna tell this joke. It was about a country boy and a city boy. Country boy told the city boy, come on, man. Let's go out to the country. I'm going to show you how we can, you know, make love to a pig. And they the best stuff in the world. I know I'm trying to keep you clean, y'all. Even though I got an X-rated show, I'm going to keep you clean for y'all. So the old country boy and city boy, they went out in the country there. The old country boy, he had his pig over there weighing it out, just tanning it up, man. A little pecker just hard as a Chinese ripping tick. He was just jumping up and down that thing. He looked over at the city boy. The city boy, like, he was having a little problem. He said, man, why you ain't taking care of your pig like me? The little city boy said, well, man, my little thing won't get hard. The man said, why your thing won't get hard? He said, I don't know. So the country boy walked around and looked in the pig's face and said, shit, no wonder. You fucking the ugliest damn pig on the lot. That's why your shit won't get hard. Anyway, if it wasn't funny, Viagra told me to tell it. So I had to tell it. They paying for some of the show. If y'all didn't like it, well, that's all on y'all. Anyway, on a lighter note, I'm finna bring my main man on, Brother Showtime. I think he might have some news he want to talk about the little trip we had in Maryland. He said he'd been catching hell. So, Showtime, what's on your mind,
yep.
Baby? What's on your mind?
All right, you can hear me out there.
Before you get started, though, did you understand that joke about the pigs?
I'm hoping that I did. You said it was the ugliest damn pig in the stable, didn't you?
Well, now, I just used pig as a what you call them, but somebody said it was your old lady.
Yeah, right. Shit. Oh, hey, we far from that, goddamn. We far from that now.
Okay, go ahead, Showtime. It's all on you, baby. Go ahead on, Showtime.
Okay, man. First of all, I want to say hello to all the listeners out there. And I hope they enjoy the show for the rest of the evening. However, we did have this show that we went to on Saturday. And I pretty much enjoyed myself, you know, there at the show. But however, I didn't enjoy myself. We had a bunch of non-racing motherfuckers from the DMV. I had my family members and friends travel up from South Florida over 900 miles and did not even get a race. That is pathetic.
So basically you're saying the southern guys coming up north, they don't do no good to come up north. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, it don't do no good. Why come 900 miles and can't get no justice? He can't even break even coming up here. Coming up here, you going in a hole. Can't even get a race. That's just that's just unheard of, man. When you so call yourself a grudge racer, man, you at least got to take a chance. You got to take a gamble. Nothing is promised.
I feel you. Anybody want to come in and jump? Anybody want to come in on that? Press the one button and talk to him. If you're from the DMV area and you don't like what he said, come on to defend yourself. Don't sit back on the couch.
Please.
Today is the day to do it. I'm going to say what you want to, any kind of way you want to say it.
Please do. I'm paying the goddamn bill. You can say what you want to say. I'm paying the bill. Say what the fuck you want to say.
That's what I'm talking about, Showtime. And so the way you sound, like you kind of, you like you real disappointed there, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm very disappointed, man. I mean, somebody should have tried something. I mean, I heard all this about Tricky Ricky and Wicked Bird. Never met them guys in my life, and hope that I'd never meet them because they didn't show me shit.
Okay, well, Bobby Childs, you jumped on and off, though. Anyway, I got somebody might want to talk to you. 252-5846, jump in.
Hold on, what's up, dog?
I don't know. You tell me. You raise your hand. Talk to me, baby. What's up?
Hold on. I just wanted to ask this. Is NGRA going to have an event down in DMV? I was in Marlon, shook your hand up in his suite, but kind of agree with Showtime saying about the DMV area, but I just want to know, is NGRA got a race scheduled down in Dinwiddie this summer?
No, they haven't. Not as right now, they haven't. You know, like I said.
Okay.
As of right now, no, they haven't. But anyway,
okay.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Now, that's it right now, dog.
All right. Thank you for tuning in, then. Appreciate it. Okay. 404-4079. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up there, dog? I just got one question I want to ask. I know a man like you can really could give me time to explain it, and you can help me explain it.
I hope you don't come in talking about that race again y'all got. Now, I don't want to hear that.
No. Ain't nothing to do with that race there. No, if one of the races y'all had really been for Saturday, and a guy had called me, basically had the same coincident that I had.
Okay, what was that, Walter? Talk to me.
I tell you what, it was the guy who was in Monte Carlo. They were saying that, unfortunately, the guy that drives that car, his mother passed. And he called me and told me he had the same situation that, they told him if he didn't run, he would lose his deposit.
Okay, now, if you want me to give you the real rules and grudge one, the real rules and grudge, the reason to put up a deposit is for the race. If you can't race regardless of why you can't race.
That's what I want to know. Now, other words, you're saying Jeff and the family, whatever.
You ain't let me finish. I ain't saying shit, Jeff. You ain't let me finish. And if I'm going to try to cover everything you want, and I'm going to just make it short this week, you might not like it, but I'm going to tell you how it is, though. Anytime you put up a deposit, I don't care if you have death in the family or what happened, if the man that you put the deposit up with wants to take that deposit because you can't race, he was supposed to get that deposit. Now, if the man is sympathetic with you and decides to say, okay, you had a death in the family, we can prolong it, we can do something else, that's between you and the man. But the way the grudge rule goes, he does not have to let you out of that deposit if you don't want to. Now, does that
explain?
That's
all I want to know, because the guy called me on Friday night on that same subject, and I told him I was going to ask you. Yes, we're here in the future. Everybody else would know as well as me and that particular guy.
That's the way it goes. I mean, it might be hard. Mike, your mic still open. You want to come in on that if you want to, Mike?
No, honestly, I was trying to give a number. I really didn't hear the topic.
If you mess up like that again, I'm gonna do something illegal to your ass. I'm gonna see can you.
My
that's
bad.
Why
you put me on mute, so I missed it. My bad, though. My apologize.
Being on mute don't mean it just mean I can't hear all that old background. Showtime, you still there? You want to come in on that?
What's that? You running by me again, dog? I'm sorry.
That's okay. Both of y'all are sorry because I did not run it by
you.
Is that all you want to know about Walton?
Hey, Mike, you done put me in the boat with you, man. Goddamn, I guess we got to paddle.
Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, Walter, did they answer your question, Walter?
Yeah, you answered my question. I just want to know, just in case I got something up for another person, and I tipped them the same answer, that I won't feel bad if they don't let me, you know, if I tell them.
The correct answer
right,
is they can take your DP, don't care what happened on your end. You know, whether it's a definite family or you just got caught in a snowstorm or whatever, they can take your DP if it's a DP up. But like I said, that's between the man you got a DP up with. If he decides to say, okay, you had a definite family, I can understand that. I'm not going to take your money for that. That's on him. But he don't have to let you out of that DP, though.
Okay, like I said, a guy called me Friday night and was telling me about it, and I told him I will bring it up on your show. So he probably listened. So I guess now we know and everybody knows that regardless of what,
so do that.
Lock in a long-term DP.
Right.
You know.
3828. 229. 3828. You raise your hand. Jump in there. You got something to say?
Hello?
Yes. You raise your hand. What you need to say? This is Dog on Grudge Mania. What's up?
Dog.
Yes.
This is Eddie Bob.
And what that supposed to mean? I supposed to be in Prince because your name Eddie Bob? Because your mama didn't know how to name your ass or something? What's up?
You took my money up there in Twins County with that photo cutters. I'm letting you know. I need 3 weeks. You told me I got the back time for life. I want it.
If your fat ass get in that, if your fat ass get in that car, you got the back tie as long as you can breathe.
The back tie in the hip, right?
Somebody tell that dumbass what I just said.
You're the man with your word. And the last time I checked, you was.
I never told you no back tie, no hit. I don't give jokes to hit. I'm good on the tree. I want your ass to be trembling on that tree when I put some on your ass like I did on your driver the last time.
A big man like me tremble.
What?
How a little man like you gonna make a big man like me tremble?
Ask your driver. When I put that 002 on his ass, ask him. Look on the internet. And look at me. Look at you.
I got the right time to hit for lies. That's what you told me.
I never told you that, sir. I never told you that. I told you you had the back tie for life as long as you're breathing. If you sit in the seat, as long as you're breathing, you got the back tie. But anyway, is that all you wanted?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know.
In 3 weeks?
I'm shot in the head, but I ain't dead.
Okay, in 3 weeks. That means on the 18th of June, not in Macon, you're going to be ready for me again, right? Is that right? Okay. Go in there and wash your drawers now so you have some clean drawers on. So when I make you shit all over yourself, you'll be okay, okay?
I hear you.
I know you hear me. I just said it to you. I'm talking to you. I know you hear me. 770-0340. Talk to me.
What's up, dog? I'm just listening.
Oh, you just leave? Who it is? Nephew?
Yeah, what's up?
Man, go in there and plait your damn hair, faggot.
Shut up. Oh,
what's up, man? You heard your dad on the phone, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard him.
All right, nephew, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and turn you back off because, you know, y'all always like to have that loud-ass noise in the background, but keep listening to the show, brother. 941-1355. What's on your mind today?
Body.
941-1355. What's on your mind?
Tight man, push your one button. I know
who
that is, dog. Tight man, push your one button
and
get out the queue.
Oh, don't tell me push the one button. Tell me to call back into the show.
Come on.
Tell me to call back into the show. Don't raise your hand if you don't. This ain't pro-stop show, them. I don't play. I'm looking for snipers in there. Sniper, if you're on the phone somewhere, press the one button so I can see you, sniper. I need to talk to you if you're on the phone. If y'all ain't important, I ain't going to be calling you. I ain't going to be like Wild Man calling you. If you want to talk or you want to come on the line, you need to let me know what's going on. Otherwise, I would click your ass off because I'm an important man. At least that's what they told me.
Hey, Tom.
252-846. 252-5846. Talk to me.
Yeah, I was just on with you, dog.
You was? Why you raise your hand again then?
I didn't. I ain't touched the phone, bro.
All right, I ain't going to do like Post Doc Joe do and say you did do it. You made. I'm going to pretend like my screen messed up. So press the one and take your hand down so I won't bother you no more. And I still love you.
All right.
Tell your wife I said hello, too. All right, then. Hey, Showtime, go ahead. What you got, bro?
No, I was just going to ask you, I know you pretty much probably know, but did Tony get a raise?
Tony get a raise where? In Maryland?
Yeah.
Yeah, he raced his ass over there and paid the park out money.
Yeah, but other than that, did he try to get another one?
Oh, yeah, he was trying to get races all the while, but, like I said, they didn't want to do that. And see, those people up there, they don't understand grudge racing also.
No, they don't understand
when the grudge racing, so like when I pulled up there and I was leaking, when they pushed me back, the other guy, they even stayed up, and they told him to go on down like it was a bracket race. Instead
he
of telling him to back up and see if we get it fixed, since we didn't have no fixed time on the race, and that's what messed with the race with Big George. But Big George is all right, though. I mean, balling.
Yeah, I like Big George. Yeah.
Yeah, we got he about the only one up there with some nuts, even though he ain't got no teeth. He got some nuts.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Yeah, look here. Balling, you on the phone somewhere? Push it one button. Let me see, can I find you, man? I need Balling to get on here and talk. This is one time I want Balling to tell how he was, because he was a little irate, but he had a reason to be irate. That was since it's my show, I ain't going to call it a bunch of cluster, what to call my house, and let somebody else call it. Push the one button if anybody want to make a comment about what went on this week down in Maryland. The accommodations and everything was out of sight. But for the doggone racing, it was a bunch of, well, I can't say it. I would not say it, though, anyway. So I won't say that.
I said, if you don't want to say it, it's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, you can say that, but I will not say it.
Yeah.
I'll let you say it. But maybe we got somebody else that might want to say it. 843-9108. Talk to me.
Dog, you need to tell it like it is, man. If y'all went off, we started to go up there. I hate whether we didn't make the trip, but I'm kind of glad that we didn't make it at the same time.
Who I'm talking to?
Who I'm talking to? Squirt, the one that you hung the hell up on a while ago.
Hey, I hung up on you, Squirt?
Yeah.
So tell the people, will I hang up on you? But you know why I hung up on you, though?
Yeah, you know why I hung up on you, though?
Yeah, I was talking to you real nice, just asking you what you want to do this thing. You know what you told me, though.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead, tell me. That's Squirt from the 634 Bars there. Hey, y'all going to do any racing this year, man? Because, I mean, y'all picked
the
talk all last year now.
Yeah, we got the short block together for the small block car now. So
let me ask you
a
question before you get started. I know. So, yeah. Y'all keep putting shit together when y'all ain't running nobody. Where you tearing it up at?
This was a kind of a big project. A lot of money went into it, so it took us a while. We ain't rich like a lot of other folks, so it's taken us a while to do that.
It take you a year and a half to make one raise. Brothers on me, I can almost do that.
No, it ain't like that.
Okay.
We gotta get it right.
Hang around then. We'll see. If we need you, we'll holler. If you need you, just push the one button. We get back with you. 718-39. Talk to me. 718-6139. Talk to me. You raise your hand.
Baldy, dog, what's up, Blackie?
Oh, that's your dumb ass. You about the dumbest. You got a bad radio show, and you know you do the dumb shit, and your stupid ass come on and do the same shit on somebody else's show. You bald-headed, big-head. Boy, I swear, if I was close to you, I'd... How you doing, Joe? How you doing, Joe?
You open to bastard. Sometimes these phones got a little delay in it. Damn it, I was saying something, but you just couldn't hear me, though. Be patient, you little fucking attention deficit little fucker, you.
I'm gonna let you get all that off your chest because on your show, you such a little ass man on your show, you can't say it on your own show, so go ahead and do it.
I've been cussed like a son bitch on this show, man. I've been cussed like a son bitch. Hey, but listen, I got Melvin on the phone with me, and Melvin, Melvin wants to talk a little shit about old punk ass Tony Bynes. Well, how all them damn pull my car and get down the damn track, and those damn Tony Myers can't get down the damn track. What kind of bullshit is that? Tell him, Melvin, tell him.
Well, he got a little button on there. When he hit that button, everybody call the panic button. It makes you squeeze hard on the tires and make you get loose. Go ahead, what man with that?
Yeah,
Melvin, on your phone 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you that water bar.
Huh?
I'm out of here.
Go ahead, man. We talked like you were talking yesterday. I ain't know you talk that kind of shit. You must got some nuts now.
I was wound up yesterday. I was in heat. I wanted to race. I'm in Lock Jason, and we're going to run the quarter mile and eighth. One race.
I see you were getting baller a hell of a time, too. Why you was messing with ballers so bad?
I need me a pair of lizard skin shoes, and I figured that's the cheapest way to get them and cut the tail off that lizard.
Well, see, I didn't really appreciate y'all jumping on Baldy like that because Baldy was trying to be a nice man the other day. Now, you know, Baldy ain't usually, you know, Baldy got that, with that Asian Orange syndrome, you know, he don't usually act right. But he was acting good the other day.
He did say he wanted to race. He wanted to give me the back car, and I told him I couldn't handle that. He got small block ladder, but he got to give up more than that. He came back and said he's going to let the small block lead.
Oh, okay.
No, I went to get snipes and came back to do that race.
I got scared then. Is that what you did?
No, he said he had to go, but I told him I was going to do it, and I came back and it was gone, man.
Okay.
You got it. I don't blame him.
Print voicemail box of.
Well, I was trying to get Baldy because I didn't want y'all talking to him like that, but evidently he done got scared. All right, I'll leave him alone.
That's
then. I didn't want to get in no trouble, but I hear you. 704-3691. 704-3691. Talk to me. Uh-oh, that sounds like...
Hey, dog. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Let me jump in here a little bit about these fake-ass races in Maryland, you know. These guys been getting on the internet for the longest time, and, you know, and I feel sorry for the fans up in Maryland because, you know, the NGL, we bought the show, we bought the players, we had them in place, and these guys be on the internet saying, oh, why can't nobody come up north, come up north, come up north? Why you southern guys won't travel? Okay? And then we
Before you get in there, I got balled in. Go ahead, baller, defend yourself. I've been jumping in your shit. Man, I've been listening to them crap. I just been feeding my stomach to keep me cool. Because I got a full, you know, my biggest problem is I like to make a little thing on Friday night, but I meant to turn it loose that much, which I didn't turn it loose. And after I turned that thing loose, seemed like everybody wanted to goddamn doing the moonwalk.
Melvin, you got something to say about that, Melvin?
Yeah, I'm not moonwalking now.
Yeah, you know, the only thing different why you're not moonwalking now, Melvin, because the goddamn 14 or 23 hours in between our ass. That's the only reason you're doing that.
Hey, listen, we gonna close that guy.
Hold up, man. Remember what I told you in Fayetteville? I told you I would give you the back time if I didn't clear you by the. If I went in front of you by 3:30, you would get the motherfucking money right. Didn't I tell you
I
had
that?
Now, all of a sudden,
now,
I get my shit and head to Florida, head you up there, goddamn it, selling the 10 tickets I ever seen. Stop selling them tickets.
Because I made you head to Florida. I got two races on the 19th.
long as you head south, we can do it anytime. I'm not heading north no more. I just put fucking 1,900 miles in 2 days. You think I got the rest? I'm old, man. I'm just like that.
I was born and raised in Orangeburg, so I don't mind traveling. I can come down there someplace.
Hold up. All the thing about you, understand, you know I'm not crossing. I'll cross the Georgia line to make it on the 18th. After that, I am sending it down for a while.
Yeah, I can understand.
Now, why are you sending
a book ticket? I shouldn't scare you. I didn't scare you, did I?
You scared me now.
Oh, I'm just gonna. If I scared you, I'm gonna apologize to you. If I scared you. But if you ever bring that lizard and let that silver bullet shoot out at one time, you gonna let that thing out.
Hold on.
I'm gonna raise you
all day. Hold on. Give me 3 seconds. I'm gonna show you something. Give me 3 seconds.
Boogie man, you shoot that boogie man.
Let me get on my computer. I'm sitting down on my computer desk right now. I'm going to put a stop to this fag ass.
What's doing, Bobby?
I'm going to put a stop to you, Mr. Melvin.
Hey, Bobby, hold on for a minute. I need to get Boogeyman in for a minute. Don't. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute. I'm going to come right back to you, though.
I'm looking for...
Boogeyman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. What you got going on this week, man? You got anything you want to say to your fans out there, brother? I heard you almost got your car ready, and I heard through the grapevine you might be looking for a certain person by the name of LaRussa. Is that any truth to that?
There's no truth to that. My car ain't nowhere near ready. But
okay.
We're going to take Street K and run Tony Bynum's new black car. He's giving up the back tire. That'll be in Red Springs come Saturday.
Okay, well then, why y'all gotta wait so late? Why y'all don't do it a little earlier than that? You gonna let me talk?
He told the gears up here Sunday down in Dorchester. And also a shout out to Killer Time, Chris Tootin for doing a hell of a show down there.
Right.
But he told the gears up here Sunday. CPR won't have no gears in until late Wednesday. We'll pick them up Wednesday night.
Okay.
Put them in, and we're going to try to do, we might be in Jackson Thursday, but it ain't no promise because Dale Hardwell, he's a hardworking man, and he put the gears in for Dan. So we
okay,
can't
brother,
do
I appreciate it. All right, Boogie Man, I appreciate you, man.
All right,
then go ahead and put your phone on mute, then, and keep listening to the show if you want to, all right?
All right.
Bonnie, you back? Bonnie, what you want to say? Bonnie, your mic open. Go ahead.
Hold on. I give me my back. But computer running slow. I'm trying to pull up a schedule for a race with anything besides y'all race.
Okay, I'll be back with you then. I'm finna mute your phone out then, just in case.
Okay.
Hold on. 3691. 704-3691.
This is the door you going to when I'm working out.
Well, you got the same thing Squid got. First off, go ahead on, man.
Yeah, Dom. With these boys in Maryland, it's a doggone shame that their fans got to suffer, but that these boys ain't got no damn heart. I mean, you know what? We tried every which way to get racist. And that boy, the worst of all, the biggest fake-ass racer of the year is that dude, Tricky Ricky. This dude... Now, he says he's a barber, but most people call him a hairdresser. This dude get on the internet, and he talk like he the Mac thug of the year. Talking like he died about it. He the go-to a motherfucker's ass like it's all good in a heartbeat. I mean, this motherfucker acting like he's on Viagra and Levitra and see how it's put together. He'll hit something real quick. We get there and he act like he on tampons or something. This dude act like he got a straight pussy. This dude is so fucking gay and so fucking scared. He asking Baldy for the back tire and the brake. He asking other dudes, and then on top of all of that fake ass scared won't race shit. Then when a motherfucker step to his ass, and then when he see the other motherfuckers is down and can't get down the track and all shit like that, then he step up and say, you know what, I'll run this one who just had a fucking problem going down the track. I'll run that one, and he made a clean bullet like pass. This motherfucker shit was getting on down the track. That motherfucker ain't got no business not running baldy head up. But this dude is show racist, and that's the damn problem with too many in graduation today. And we those people will be exposed, because I will be calling up the fake-ass racer list on Thursday on my show. I'm going to call, and, dog, you need to start the day calling out the FARs. If you are far, damn it, then we need to talk about them damn FARs and get them to shut the fuck up. Stay off the internet. Stay off the radio shows and stay off the damn out the track, beating your damn chest up like you're a damn thug when you're really a damn half a fag. You are really a queen.
Well, if you're gonna beat them up two times a week, ain't no use me beating them up too. You know, let them live a little bit.
No, man, gang rape their ass. Gang rape their ass. That's what a hoe need. A little, especially a fake ass hoe, need to be gang raped. Sitting up there beating up the chest. Tricky Ricky, bro, I thought that was the baddest dude that got. But I couldn't wait to meet Tricky Ricky. I said, God damn, Tricky Ricky, a bad motherfucker. Tricky Ricky, oh Lord, Tricky Ricky, I can't wait to meet Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky was a damn Tricky Ricky fag.
Hey, seem like to me you got some built up anger there. Seem like you just want to get on my show and express your anger there, didn't you, bro?
Yeah, man, but I hate that shit though, dog. But listen, ain't nothing worse than this game and a motherfucking fake ass racer. I mean, people.
Yeah.
Everybody pick their races, man. Everybody pick their races. And listen, if I can get a motherfucker to give me the break when I know I can run him head up, then I'm supposed to. That's what great racing is about. But when I see the bitch ain't budging, then I got to step to his ass and got to handle my feet because I'm a racer. If I'm a racer, I got to bear a race. And all this, I got to bet $10,000 a race is bullshit too. That's another subject, but that's bullshit. If you're a racer, you got to race, man. No matter what.
But you know something, Joe? Hey, Joe, this showtime, man. But listen, Joe, you know something, though? Money wasn't even a damn problem, man. They just didn't know what the fuck they was doing, because if they was talking about the money, they ain't no problem. We would have covered their ass with that. They just don't know how to motherfucking race, and they scared to race.
Damn. Y'all hard on the brothers up there. Is it that bad up there?
Yeah, you know what? I think you make some valid points there, man. Because them dudes, like, they don't have a fucking clue about racing and the way you gotta describe your whole fucking car to somebody. I mean, ain't but a general few things you need to know. I can understand why a dude with a conventional head might not want to do with a big cheap head. I can understand that, whether you agree or not, but I can understand it. I can understand how a dude with no juice might not want to run a dude with juice. I can understand that. I can understand why a dude with 28 might not want to run a dude with 33. I can understand that. Or Willy Boss, no Willy Boss. But behind that, man, fuck all the rest of that damn shit. You got a plastic fender. Your carburetor is an 850. Mine is a 750. Your motherfucking tire is a W. Mine is a regular. You got two carburetors and I got one. You got two stages and I got one stage. Man, kick some ass. You fucking scared of race. Like, I understand playing the game, trying to get the best race.
I'll respond.
What's
your name? What she got?
561-4402.
Y'all bet y'all money on y'all people. I got my bitch. Y'all put all
that money in the pot. It's going to be a knockout. Hello? I'm not buying
that bitch
that bad.
I'm betting on that.
561-4402.
Bitch
going to
stop the fight.
Well, I pull a, you know what happened to him? I pull a squirt on him.
But, dog, let me say this, though, man. Hey, dog, let me say, let me address this shit, too, while I'm at it, damn it. MGRA put on a hell of a damn show down there, man. I'm going to tell you that, boy. And whoever said, boy, listen, I talked to a damn near 100 fans on the way out the damn gate that night. We finished about 1:30 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was. And all them damn fans was well, well satisfied. Now, that was a little fucked up that we had. I mean, we had like 400 grudge cars there. And it was a little fucked up that we didn't have more races. But some of the races that were supposed to go down, you know, a lot of trunk out money was paid. And that shit happened. That's grudge racing. But we did see some good action. It was a good fucking show, you know. NGRA did their thing again. And all them dudes.
Hold up. We got somebody from Maryland. 301-6436.
I mean, goddamn, was it that bad this weekend?
Well, you listen to the show, then. You can ask anybody you want to ask, who you want me to ask.
Huh? I was kind of looking forward to y'all coming back next year, but I guess you won't.
Who am I talking to?
We coming back. And next year, we already got assurances from the track owner that we will have the day to ourselves. But like I said, when we get back, we got some damn groundwork to do. We're going to have to go ahead and send a damn, we're going to have to send a doctor up there to give out some nutmectomies. You know what a nutmectomy is?
I know what you're saying, Joe and Dog. I mean, everybody got some groundwork to do. NGLA got some groundwork to do. These boys around here got some work to do. But look, I want to thank y'all for coming up and bringing those beautiful North Carolina girls up here, because I had one for about 3 days, and I just took
her. How much you paid for? Because you didn't get her for free.
Nah, I ain't got her for free. But she was well
worth it. Anybody can buy it. They ain't got to be North Carolina girl. She just told you she was from North Carolina. She really was from Brazil.
Nah, she was down there from what? Southview. That's a little bit past Fairview. Cause I took her home this morning.
Yeah, she really nice. Why was she getting that money from me?
But I had a good time though. I guess I see NGRA. Was it June 18th?
Oh, June 11th, my brother, down in Fairview. Come on down, June 11th in Fairview. Come on down.
I will be there.
I might give you a free shot.
I'll be there.
Okay, bro. Hang on the phone now. Right. We'll holler at you in a few. 843-3954. 843-3954. He ain't got too much background on it. I won't dog him out. I won't hang him. Okay. 803-1900.
803-1900.
Talk to me.
Hey, dog, this here goes out to Pro Star. When Pro Star had his shit, he wouldn't run a goddamn phone, but now he running around beaching like nobody else won't hear you. So how the fuck can he talk?
Who is this I'm talking to?
Detroit Watson.
Okay, go ahead, Joe.
That's that faggot ass Johnny who swayed on Tony Wright's nuts 100 damn miles an hour and got shit to race his motherfucking stuff. Wait a minute, man. I gave you your motherfucking shot. Shut up for a fucking minute. Just wait a goddamn minute. When I finish talking, then you can tell, bitch. Now, like I said, I wrecked my car in a motherfucking race. What more can you ask from a motherfucking man? When I finally got my car, bitch, shut up. Hey, dog, put that bitch on hold for a minute. Let me finish my motherfucking race. Dog, put that bitch on hold. Oh, I guess Craig Miller couldn't drive either. He just wrecked this weekend. You know what? Y'all say some of the dumbest shit out your motherfucking mouth. These motherfucking cars is on the verge of wrecking every time they get on the motherfucking track. I guess Mike Hill couldn't drive either because he don't wreck the motherfucking few of these bitches too. When you driving that motherfucking fast and got that much power, it's hard to harness, and sometimes shit go wrong. Shit go wrong.
I got
to
hear something, man. Listen to him now.
Let him talk, man. Go ahead, man. Pro Star, you ain't got fast to goddamn lawnmower work on your shit. Before that, you was a fucking nothing. When lawnmower worked on your shit, then that bitch got fast. Other than that, you was a slow motherfucker.
I agree with you 100%.
You got that slow bitch right now. I make Tony Wright give your stink ass a back tire, bitch. Now see you gonna get in trouble, motherfucker. And I'm gonna get in back nasty. And I'm gonna make sure Tony Wright give your stink ass the fucking back tire, bitch. You bet 25, we gonna bet 20. Now get the fuck up.
Damn. Joe, you still there? You're talking to him.
What your punk ass wanna do for goddamn it the 18th of June, you faggot bitch?
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, you sound like you got a mouthful of shit, so speak English and say that shit again one more time. What's the race now? What's the race
Janet,
now?
Be quiet now, Janet. Let him talk now, Janet.
No, I'm gonna ask you again. I said he sound like you got a mouthful of shit. What's the race again now?
You are a race.
Go ahead, Johnny.
Hold on. We asked you again, you dumb motherfucker. Now, what the race is?
I'm going to get Tony Wright. I'm going to call Tony Wright. You get him back nasty, bitch. He will give you the back tire 1/8 mile.
All right. I tell you what. I will get in black nasty, and I will take the back tire from Tony Wright's car, but you get your snuffy-ass shitty mouth in that motherfucker. As a matter of fact, you got the back tire, you dumb bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, you dumb motherfucker. How you going to bet
talking to the wrong motherfucking one, bitch. You ain't qualified to talk to me. Now don't get your motherfucking daddy to tell him to call me, and we might have a conversation.
On the 24th. I'm probably going to run you on that day. I just got to check and make sure.
Hold on.
I don't buy the car. I got a call. I can't just.
Now, I bet you're going to spend a day for the 18 the next month, right? For the 18 the next month, and I'll
take
you doing an out of thing. Thank you. Can't you run me an out of Mac on the
18? No, I can't do an out of Mac because you know why? I can tell you why, because I gotta change the car. Bro. I got a race on the 19th and one on the 19th.
Okay.
I'm a little punk, so I
got to
detune the car.
So, quick comment on
my time. Anytime after that week, we can get a date together.
Anytime after the 18th,
we can get a date together. I can run you, because I know I have to run that Toyota the weekend after that.
What about the 24th? The 24th is the week after the 18th.
I have $1,000 up to run that Toyota for 10 or better on that day. I just talked to him today about it. Anytime after that, we can do it.
Anytime
after that, we can do it.
So you can't, I can't do it in early on this plane. You don't want to do it on dollars on the 30th. Yeah, I bet you can do it August 20th in Fayetteville, can't you? No, that'd be a good day, August 20th in Fayetteville.
914.
Yeah, I can do
it.
That's what you want. No problem.
I'm going to call Intercut and see if we set that off August the 20th.
All right. I'm easy to get along with. That's easy money. I go anywhere and get my money.
It ain't gonna be easy now. All right then. So I'm gonna call
Intercut. Yeah, we'll get something together. Nobody's scared of you, Paul. Hurry up, cause my shoes got a hole in it. I got a piece of cardboard in the bottom now. I gotta change them up.
I know you been. You're not scared of me now because we are separated by 7 or 8 states. I wouldn't be scared of you. If I had your boot, I wouldn't. But I'm gonna knock your fucking head off.
Bam! Father, why are you so mad?
Why, thank you.
Because you know what, though? We were sitting there. I had some Sunday when I came out of the train. He didn't want to do nothing. When I got my foot in the car, came down, I get ready to pull out. All of a sudden, he want to do something.
Okay, Father, what kind of spot did you offer
your father?
You want to give me the back tire? I told you we can't run with the back tire. You offered me the plate,
I told you, we walked over to you. I said, if you're not going to give me the hit in 8 miles, you got the hit in 8 miles.
Well, you got both of them.
I don't think I can win. Now, all of a sudden, you got the biggest mouth in the country.
Because I got the fastest small block in the country.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
now,
so when you get right now, we're going to
set
that
right
now. I'm not going to
let you talk to me like that. And you know what? I'm not even going to get in there with you. Because when I catch you, I'm going to cut your head off. I'm going to cut your arm off. I'm going to cut your waist off. I'm going to cut you down to your knees.
I like that, boy. I'm gonna
have you on a film walk around.
Damn. All right, we'll get together on this. Check it out.
You get by the way, man. Let me say something to you. Ain't no fear stopping me and you. Ain't no fear stopping Sniper. Ain't no fear stopping Charles. Ain't no in between us. But you're fucking hard. That's
what they're
doing between
y'all and me.
It's your heart.
Boy, we're going to do that race. I'm not going to do no stupid race.
Look at me now.
I'm not going to go out there to the small block ladder and run a 7:30. I'm not stupid.
You got to look down your nose and look down on me. Because I'm shorter than you.
Damn. Go ahead and y'all leave this alone until y'all get a date together. Y'all, like y'all gonna take a while to have y'all a date.
And when I look at him, he's getting ready to get my eyes, he got scared.
How you doing?
All right, who this I'm talking to?
This is Derek. You know him, but you probably won't know him until you see me.
Oh, I'm
clicking in.
Your lady look good?
Oh, yeah, all of them do.
Okay, what you got on your mind today then, bro?
Oh, that my bike club, along with the 555 boys, are doing a grudge show on July 23rd. And I was there, and they kept going back and forth about dates that they could race on. I was going to pull that one out to them.
Where y'all going to head at
that? At Union County Dragway, where Mike Hill just had his race at about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, okay. Well, then, I mean, you know, that's a good little way out, then. You can throw it out there. They hear you. They on the phone. They hear you, what you said. You said July the 23rd down in Union?
Yeah, Union County Dragway.
I hear you, Derek. All right. Well, then, okay. We'll keep that in mind. All the listeners, like I said, we got four shows every week between the four shows. Everybody get their word on that.
Okay. I also need to holler at you later on about coming out there doing announcements or something.
All right, then, don't tell that, because my boss man might know I got another job. He might cut my salary on this here show here.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the internet.
All right, Showtime, you didn't hear that, did you?
I'm going to play like I didn't.
Okay. He be right. Playing with it. But anyway, look here, when y'all go on that old net there, don't forget to go to my site there. It's www.grudgemania.us. www.grudgemania.us.
Oh, yeah, I was on it earlier.
That's my website. And you can go there and say anything you want. The only thing I bother you from saying on there is the N-word. But you can type it on there, but when you post it, it ain't going to show up. Other than that, though, you can have at it and do what you want. And if you got anything you really want to send to me or find out about stuff, start visiting my website. I need some support there. So y'all give me some support on my website. You don't even have to put the www if you don't want to. Just go to grudgemania.us, and you'll find everything you need to know. Any question you want to ask, we don't have nothing. I don't care what it's about or who it's about. You understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay, brother. And thanks for tuning into the show, though. How you like it so far?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I couldn't get on at first. I kept trying.
Hey, that means I'm very popular if you couldn't get on then. Tell your lady I said hello and tell her I won't be able to make it tonight because I got a conference call.
Yes, okay, sir. That'll work.
Okay. All right, then. All right, then. Appreciate it, brother. July the 23rd.
Not a problem.
Union Dragway. All right.
Yep. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay, folks, we finna about wrap this thing up if ain't nothing going on today because I got an old conference call coming up here I can't miss. So if anybody really want to say something now, go ahead and say what you got to say. I'm going to open your mics up. If you already been on the show, I'm going to open your mic back up. Anybody else, if you want to say something, I need you to press the one button. Otherwise, we're going to get out of here on time today. I got about 3 to 5 more minutes before I close it down. Anybody want to say anything, your mic is open, that it was already on, go ahead and talk if you want to say something. If you wasn't mic on, push the one button, now I put it on. Talk to me, anybody. Oh, I just seen somebody jump on there. 786-0788. Talk.
Dog, I need that. I need you to throw that website out again. I caught the inner part of it. I need your website.
Just grudgemania.us.
Grudgemania.us?
.us. Not no .com,
okay,
.net and all that. It's .us. Just go on there. I'm trying to, everybody else be trying to be nice. I'm trying to not post our joke. A website now. I ain't trying to lie to you. I'm trying to be the best. As soon as I get my shit together, I'm gonna knock him in Wild Man Showdown too. I'm gonna fold their ass up and put them in a goddamn envelope and ship their ass overseas. Both of them faggots. I don't care if they know.
While we got to be in competition, why can't you have a good show and I have a good show too, and Wild Man have a good show?
I'm the baddest motherfucker out there. Just like
that's
a better race. Wanna fuck
that's
you up? That's
people.
Why. You can still have a good show. I'm still wanna fuck you up.
All
right. I'm just going to call it with you. But anyway, Joe, that's all in fun. Ain't nothing wrong with competition. But hold on, I got a man I got to get on with right now because I've been trying to find this little sharp toothed ass, and the faggot wouldn't show up, but I got him now, though. Sniper, where you been, man?
God damn, your show's so popular, I try to call in 5 minutes late, and I have to wait 45 minutes to get in. What's the deal with that, man?
Yeah, because I called your faggot ass to put you on anyway, and you didn't answer the phone. That's what the deal with it.
I was probably dialing you, I just kept dialing. I dialed like 30 times to try to get in.
Well, anyway, before you get started, because I know you got a lot to say about the Maryland thing because you don't mind telling it the way it is, but I got to ask you one question. Between you and Boogie Man, as many damn knots y'all been taking upside y'all head lately, what medicine do y'all take to make sure y'all keep walking around in the daytime? I just want to know that.
Preparation H. Preparation H, it stops the bleeding, and it, you know, it helps it, and you can still use the bathroom.
Ease the swelling.
I didn't know you used it, too. Yeah, got to. Hey, I'm here talking to you. If I don't use it, I got to. I ain't got no choice.
Well, I'm going to ask you a question now. You know, everybody around here that's on this phone now probably knows. They read the internet and everything now. I want to ask you a question. They say all these races are fake and all that. Are you losing fake money? You play with Monopoly money? What's going on with this money? They say these fake races.
Yeah,
could you trade on that?
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. I wish to God it was fake because we're about a little over 10,000 in the hole in the last few months here, and it ain't feeling good. I mean, we're out there fighting hard and winning some races, but we're losing the important ones. And we seem to be getting closer every single time. People saw it this time. They saw a good race, but, you know, I know how to fix it. I know how to fix it. Me and you race each other. One of us is going to win.
You know what? You're absolutely right. But I found my problem. Tony Bynes brought a woman to the track. And that was, ever since I've seen that woman, I've been jacked up.
Booker Man.
Tony, huh?
Hey, Booker Man, all you had to do was give me $40. I could have got it for you. That's all it took, man.
Hey,
nah,
I was doing free, though. It didn't cost me over 40.
Huh?
Booker Man, they set you up. That ain't a woman. It's a transvestite.
No, Sniper. I chased around the track, Sniper. I know she's a woman.
Hey, whoever that woman is, I was just joking. I didn't even see you.
Hey, is she a transvestite? Something wrong with Tony.
Everybody knows something wrong with Tony. That ain't no secret. That's no military secret.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
Sniper, ain't nothing wrong with Louis, bro. What a lot of people fail to realize, we can lose and still play the game. You don't see us out here huffing and puffing and all our breath ready to fight. We lose, we shake our man ass, we come back the next week.
Yeah, and that's what I appreciate about that. You got a point there, Booker, man. That's the way it's supposed to be. Why ask what you stop taking, because y'all damn sure been taking a bunch of them lately.
You ain't nothing lying, dog.
We done took too many of them.
But you also got to understand, Sniper. We done gained quite a few as well.
You know what it really is, Boogeyman? They ain't really beat us right yet. That must be it, because we ain't stopped coming back for more. If they whipped me like they're really supposed to, I wouldn't come back for no more.
Exactly.
One of y'all got some really bad background noise. Cut it out now. We've been having a good show so far without that background shit.
That's Boogeyman.
No, I'm
outside. He's trying to put that Preparation H on right now.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on for a minute. 706, 1786, talk to me.
It's stage, dog.
What's up, man? You trying to put something up in Juliet tonight, man?
Yeah, I was hoping Boogeyman would have had something else ready by now.
Well, now, Boogeyman might find something now. That don't mean just because his car ain't running, he don't find. Boogeyman will go put Westwood or somebody on you, man.
He's been finding somebody every week.
Well, it's the stage. That's one thing about me. It ain't cost us a lot of money to lose, bro. I love to play the game.
I understand that.
It got to be in your favor. But you
Why
know what, Stage? Stage, back up, partner. I'm about to work devil time on this lawnmower. I'm going to get my green car up, right? And you still got to back down.
Whoa,
I'm talking. You go ahead and get your pockets right. Because this ain't going to be for it. I'm going to hit you with a big number. I'm going to give you that backstage time. I'm going to give you that. But it's going to be for a little bit more than $2,500.
Well, you can count till you get tired if you give me the back tie with that green car you got.
You know what? You got the opportunity to take it.
Come on back on here and punch your number in. I was just finna get you. You hung up on me, bro.
Don't think I'm afraid of you. Why
I gotta be in my favor? Booker Man, why you say it gotta be in my favor?
Well, okay. I shouldn't have to give you nothing. I know the only way you would run if I give you something. You got a big block, I got a small block. Wait a minute, that's right. That's what type of guy I am. I want the action. You the next one on the list. In Donaldson. When you run around me, I'm bringing you to Donaldson. So always keep your truck gassed up and be ready on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm gonna stop you.
I get the back tire. I go anywhere. You give me the back tire.
Okay, that ain't no problem. You gonna get that? You got that? You ain't even got to think about that no more.
941-3532.
Why you say everything I give you?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute, Stage. You the Boogeyman. Smoke, what's up, man? Out of the volley camp. What's up?
Not much, man. Long ride. I wanted to ask Sniper, did he get the stitches out of his ass yet?
He on there. He can hear you.
I had to get staples put in. They wouldn't put stitches in, and the gas was too open, and they had to put staples in.
Oh, man. We had a good time, man. Just long ride back home. I know that much.
Sorry about the ride. That's what we try. That's what we end up doing almost every week of racing, traveling to South Carolina and coming back. I feel your pain.
Them motherfuckers won't race to save their life.
And dog, one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Since we're on that subject about Sniper, see if you can't find that truck a race, man. This is really getting sad. We can't get that race with that little truck. I'm giving money away practically every week at the track, and people
who
are
you
scared.
Who you
want to
get?
Tony
Bynum is the closest thing you came to getting something. And I heard some grapevine.
50-50 that I'll probably go red or late. So what the heck? Y'all can't take a chance and give the truck a race at Fayetteville? Find somebody, man.
Hold on a second. 25, 26.
I got 26 cents left. I can bet it at Fayetteville, okay? And somebody wants to lock in. I'm on the phone, and I'll lock in for Fayetteville. I got 26 cents left.
Okay, man, you and Stace got anything y'all can lock in on the show today? Stace say he ready.
No, ain't nothing going on with Stace. I want Stace to sit back and relax, and I'm going to call in when that green thing is ready, and I'm going to run him for them big numbers, like I tell him. It ain't going to be for that 2,000. I'm going to run him for big numbers. I'm going to make him wash cars the rest of his damn life.
Damn. Okay, don't jump on the stage, because Stage is a manager. He can wear the same clothes for a week without getting dirty. But anyway, Smoke, I got a question for you, man. I saw the shakedown pass you made. What the hell? Was you trying to run the half a mile or something? What was you doing?
That was me. You talking to me, dog?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Smoke. That shakedown pass you made. You went way past the damn 8th mile. Where was you going?
That was for Sniper. We really wanted a Sniper, but he won't give in. We gave Wilson to get a truck to hit Sunday, but he didn't want to give us the hit.
Okay.
Let me defend myself. Time out. I had two races with both vehicles locked in. I offered to bet them that. All they had to do was allow me to race my first races first, and I told them I'd give them a spot. Sunday, they came over to the fence talk about, we want the break with the one car, and we want to give you the break with the other. And I said, lock it in. It's ready to go. Let's do it. And they hauled.
There's
black marks still left on the ground where they spun out of the track.
Y'all said y'all had to talk to Melvin. We went to talk to Melvin. He said no at first. He had to make a pass and all this shit here. I left at 12:30.
At 12:15 is when I told you that, sir. I said you got both races straight out the trail. I give you the break, and then you're going
to
give me the break.
You didn't
tell
me we had to talk to Melvin.
One of y'all lying.
He didn't tell me you had to talk to Melvin.
I said you got it. All we got to do is walk down there and get the money up with Melvin. That's it. You got it.
You told Melvin. You told Melvin that we had to talk to Melvin.
Smoke. Did I not tell you that I would do the race?
You would do it with your car, but you said to talk to the truck, you had to talk to Melvin. Smoke.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Y'all hold on a minute. I got the president of the hemorrhoid coming on. Go ahead, president.
You got the right one. You got the right one. I'm just coming out of off screen of you. I'm coming out the other side of you.
Prescription.
Say what now?
Michael want to know, could you give him a prescription for them hemorrhoids?
Well, what happened, I'm on my way to the drugstore right now, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to send it overnight. Because I saw something. I saw him kept scratching. I figured something was coming on the backside.
Could you tell me what happened down in Maryland with that missile this week, there, Brother Terry?
Well, I wasn't there, but I sent it down there. I had a little slight problem. I didn't tell them don't turn it all the way up like it's supposed to be. I told them to put a little bit until I get there. I knew I had enough on it just to do what I was supposed to do at that particular time.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, I appreciate Sniper stepping up through the plate. He got to be the toughest man in the world to keep on taking these beatings like this. What I'm going to do the next time, I'm going to buy a Sniper, a case of baby Pampers. What do you call them, Hughies or something? A Huggies or something?
Huggies. Sniper, you going to cook that shit down,
man?
You
stupid, Terry.
Oh, Sniper on the ball.
I'm
on
the phone. Stupid, man. You're
going to
give me some huggies, huh?
Hey, listen.
Hey, Terry. I like Love. I like Love's diapers. That's what I like. I only will use one brand. If I don't, I break out in a rash.
Okay, I'm about to alarm for it because right now they're almost full of shit anyway, so you can have to change them.
Yeah. You got my number, Terry. You got my number. I got to raise somebody else, man. I got to leave y'all alone. I got to find somebody else, man.
No. I tell you what, Sniper, Terry would never sit on you for that. I wouldn't take that. Your head is too hard for that. I'm going to build my game plan. Every time I see you, Sniper, I'm going to build my game plan. If I see you, I can't do nothing with you, I'm going to tell you, I'll see you later for fun. So I'm coming.
I have noticed, although I haven't won, I'm getting closer and closer. I don't know, y'all are sucking me in just right, because every race is a little closer, but y'all still
are. Sniper, that means you're a sucker then, if you realize
that
you're still coming for that shit.
Well. The reason why I get closer and closer.
Well, then I'm not going racing no more. I'm a sucker dog, so I got to stop racing. Thank you, dog. I didn't even realize that.
No, the reason why.
0502. Talk to me fast. I saw you put your hand up.
What's going on, dog?
I don't know. Who I'm talking with?
It's Sean from the 630 football.
Well, Sean, how you doing? You still in the military, man?
Yeah, I'm still in there. I got about 3 more years.
Hey, Sean. Hey, listen. Yeah, your father called me about 3 hours ago. Say y'all need another missile there.
Need another missile?
A missile. Y'all need a missile there. Yeah.
Yeah. We might need one.
Take my number down, Sean, and call me on the emergency. That way I can bust something up over there.
All right.
Go ahead, Sean. Talk, do your thing.
Go ahead, Sean.
I was just calling. It was a good show, man. I'm enjoying it.
Okay, I appreciate it, brother, and I appreciate what you're doing for this military, for the Keep Our Freedom now, my brother.
Oh, you welcome.
All right.
Be safe, Sean. Empire State Building, so be safe. You know what they did to us up here. Be safe, right. Sean, be safe. I'm going to be praying for you.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, Terry, go ahead on. I need you to talk
to me. You need to pray for me.
well, Snap, I pray for you all the time. I pray that you keep on coming.
For me, man. Look, I've been working all night. I haven't been asleep yet. I'm trying to make up for the lost time and the money we lost this weekend. I stopped at two bridges at the top. I didn't know. I looked both sides. I couldn't figure out what side to jump from. So, luckily, I got back in the car and made it down. I got talked down, but...
Hey, Sniper, if I'm going to cause you to jump off a bridge, please don't do it. I won't race you no more.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, T-Fly. How you doing,
yeah,
man?
What's going on, Mr. Dawg? All right.
Hey, okay, I saw you calling on up on me, man. Well, you don't like me no more?
No, you know, you always good, Mr. Dawg. You're doing a good job on your show.
Okay, I just wanted to get you on there because I saw you jump up there and jump off, so I had to get you back on there because I don't want everybody to know. I ain't trying to fault nobody, but I got about 5 or 6 more minutes before the show closes, and I want you.
I had got in the middle of something, Mr. Dawg, so that's why I had got off.
Okay. All right, T, go ahead and hang your phone up there because you got some background noise. You're killing me. I didn't want you to mess my show up since you said it was doing okay. I didn't want you to think I was kidding somebody else. I ain't going to call no names and initials and pro-star Joe.
Yeah, That's why I hung it up,
because
I know I was going to have some background noise.
Okay, my brother. Have a good one then.
All right, thanks.
All right. Terry, you still there?
I'm still. Where I'm going, dog. I can't go no place. They got me nailed down.
I didn't want to bring this up because we got all different races and everything on the phone and all breeds of people and everything like that. I didn't want to bring this up, but I'm the objective reporter that Post-Op Juice said I'm supposed to be. You got to stop beating up on short white folks, man.
Well, dog, I put it to you like this, dog.
That's against the law in five states.
And all kidding aside, that's something I like doing. I just love it. I love it. I love it. And like I said, I really truly feel sorry that I couldn't make it. I had a little death in the family. I had to be there. I couldn't be both places at the same time. But while I was putting him in the ground, I thought about it. I said, sniper getting hit right now. You don't even know. I'm Greta Bear sniper. People. I said a prayer right at the graveside. I'm Greta Bear sniper. It's the sniper. I said, somebody down there.
And y'all got to start doing me right, because y'all ain't really buried me once. You beat me, yeah, okay, you winning. But you ain't knocked me out yet. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. And I'm still going to be in Fayetteville ready to do it again.
The reason why you're going to be in Fayetteville, Sniper, because you know that we can't be there on the level. I have my face there, but I have no intention of bringing the car at that particular show. But we will be there to participate. And the reason why we're doing that, Sniper, we can give you guys a time to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
Thank
when the old Jack pulling the racetrack, everybody's face looked pitiful. They don't want to do this here. They look sad.
I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know that you weren't going to be there. Believe that. So
yeah.
I might leave my car at home too and just run the truck.
Hello.
You full and cannot accept new messages at this time. Please try again later.
I'm just messing around. I'm playing on the computer. I done learned a new trick around here.
You learned a new trick.
Yeah.
But Sniper, please take your car to Fayetteville. I might change my mind. Let's take your car on down and enjoy yourself.
It'll be there.
Yeah. Take your car on down there.
I'll have several cars there ready for battle. Don't worry.
I'm down, but
I'm not out.
What car are you planning on having there? You planning on having that vet back there?
I'm planning on it. Yep.
Well, you crying so hard to get somebody there, but somebody knock us down. I'm gonna see. Can I bring a different car in there too?
Who are you talking to? You ain't scaring me. Shit. Lock that in.
I'm gonna see. Can I bring a different car?
Lock that in.
Huh?
See what happened?
Lock that in.
Tell him how it is, sniper.
Hold on.
You want
I got
me
26
you...
cents here. Hold on, 26. Oh, I found a penny. I got 27 cents here. Lock that in right now. Any car straight off the trailer. You got action.
No, you know I don't race like that. That I don't do.
Oh,
that
well,
I don't
you know
do.
I
so you
race like that.
Well, you win that one. You win that one. But I can lock you in on. I can lock you in on 30 cents if you let me. Let me make a shakedown.
He's trying to buy a race. You trying to buy a race?
Put it on. Man, you know what? I'm just getting to like this straight off the trailer shit. From now on, that's how I'm racing. Straight off the trailer.
Let's have a race, baby.
Well, see, straight off the trailer, since you run straight off the trailer, one man can't go out there and make an excuse why he's scared to race, see?
That's right.
You come straight off the trailer and go and do what you do. That way, it's more races for the fans also, because just as sure as I go out there and make a hell of a pass, you're going to have an oil leak, or you're going to have a boat out your transmission. Your asshole ain't going to be stitched up. You're going to make some issues not to race. But if you go straight out the trailer and you got enough park out money up, you're going to see a damn race.
Well, I bet you would not see the old Jack do that, because I have to adjust this missile down to each and every racetrack that we go on.
We talk about us medium-sized boys. We ain't talking about y'all big boys that think y'all own a lot of shit.
But Sniper's a big boy.
Oh, yeah. The big stuff.
That's
I was jamming over here on that one, boy.
It automatically comes on when Terry come on. They got a button on this damn thing. It automatically come on when he show up. I'm trying to get one for you, too, but I ain't found that I'm going to get one. Give me a good one I get for you when you come on, so he'll come on
not right now. Wait till I get a couple more victories. Hey,
Hold on, Sniper. You got one thing, Sniper. Before you get a couple, you got to get one.
Well, I got one. I beat Purple Rain. I got one the week before that. I beat Chop Top. So, I mean, it ain't like I'm not beating other quality cars. I just can't beat that missile. It just got my number. It ain't a problem. I'm not scared to admit it. And I'm not. And I'm too stupid to stop coming for it. So, there you have it. One thing about it, I sure didn't see no missile afterburners this time. This time I didn't see no missile afterburners. Of course, I left a little early, so maybe that's why.
Now, to be honest with you, now Terry didn't like me saying this, but I'm gonna tell the world, cause I got to tell the truth. Proton Joe told me to tell the truth. If it wasn't for that red light, I think them old Jacks had a whooped ass.
Well, how can you say that, dog? How can you say that he red light? That don't make sense what you're saying.
Because your man wasn't that late behind that red light. Then the distance he put on his ass, he would have been able to talk to me about it, child.
Dog, if it wasn't for the red light, if you had two long legs, you wouldn't be limping.
Listen. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was a good one.
Hey, Terry, but let's do the math. You're telling the truth.
The math is that it was only a 003 red, so it wasn't that big of a head start.
What I'm talking about.
And Post-Doc, I told you something. You jughead bastard. I told you, mind your effing business. You're always in trouble. That's why I'm going to beat on y'all until I beat y'all asses off the M5 stay feeling down in the mud.
I'm just trying to keep Sniper coming back. He think he can win.
Dude,
I'm on your side, stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't call me stupid,
Post-Doc.
You're a waterhead bastard.
573-5615.
Hey, with that red light, I was on a big one, and Chris had reeled him back in. I was on a big one, so even with the red light, Chris had him reeled in on the big one, dog.
Is this 973 talking?
Time out. No disrespect to you, 973, but if I put some money up and got a video that will show you different, can we bet it?
I'm only going by what I've seen. I ain't talking about no video. I'm just talking about what I've seen.
Okay. Well, I just asked you a question. If you'd be willing to bet that.
I bet the win light. I bet that.
He said again.
He said again, Sniper. Let's do it again.
You so damn tough. Go on down to Fayetteville.
You know it or not. I don't know if you know it or not. We try to lock you in on Sunday.
Who?
Who? What do you got? Claws on your feet and hang upside down from trees?
Wait a minute. Try to lock who in? Who was Skylock somebody? Okay, let's get this. Who was Skylock who in?
Tim Booth and Sterling tried to do it again on Sunday.
Wait a minute, I was standing right there. See, you wasn't there. Tim Booth tell you that shit to make you feel good.
He put 2,000.
They both was bullshitting. Tim Booth told Sterling, lock in, he could not make a telephone call, and the boys were telling standing right back that Tim Booth looked back and saw me and put that four-wheeling getting down there, kill five people.
Record your message. Well, did he not try to raise him? Is that not true, though? You just said that he put the money up.
He put the money up and took his money back just like that. I'm serious. If I had any idea that y'all wanted to raise something, then I would have told my men to bring back that shit out that mother racetrack, out that car that you're doing the racetrack with.
All you had to do was put 2,000 on top of that. That's called a lost race. You know how this works.
I'll tell you what, man, just since you so far, can I curse on this phone, on this thing? Okay, you get up under my damn, right. You get up under my damn skin now, Sniper.
Oh,
well, we're
y'all can lock in on damn race.
Yeah, we can lock in. We can lock in now.
Okay, Bobby Charles, what's the problem now? You keep clicking in on off. Bobby Charles.
What? Never mind Bobby Charles right now. Hell with Bobby Charles. Listen, we can lock in now, I said.
Yeah, we can. We can lock in right now, straight off the trailer and say, let's do it.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that.
He's laying all day. I'm seeing you laying all day.
Hold on, guys. Hello? Who's all that background noise? Who that background noise up here?
I'm worried about it. I'm finna get him.
Hey, but listen, hey, dog, but listen, Lambert said he don't want to do my run right off the trailer. Listen, let me talk to my men. I'm gonna butter his ass any kind of way we can get him. I'm tired of him with that slick shit. I'm gonna see God butter his ass. See, any kind of way we can get him, but it might not be as fancy. But we gonna get you.
So in other words, sniper done rub you the wrong way, huh?
Yeah, I mean because he can come off the trail like shit. I got a trail. I can come right off too.
I'm being slick. I keep paying out every time, and I'm being slick, I guess.
The only thing I can say, whatever his game is, he never read my book. And I told Sniper.
I set it on fire.
Every time I whip his ass, I put on five more pages.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, every time I whip his ass, I put on five more pages, so he's going to keep reading that book until he can't read no damn book.
That's right. I guess we will never get to the end of that story, will we?
That's right.
Told you. If you do it right one time, I'll leave you alone, but you ain't done it
hey,
right
listen.
Yet.
Hey, listen. I'm going to ask you a question, Sniper. Why are we on worldwide radio?
I'm going to put a lot of mics up now, so if it starts getting noisy, don't get mad.
If I come around the grill and whoop your ass, what would you do then?
Probably come back the next week and try to race some other kind of way.
What have I done for the last two, three years?
What do I do for the last two, three years?
If I come out the trail and race your race, the next time you're going to race mine, the second time you race mine, right or wrong?
I can't call that. Well, what the heck are you talking about?
Push your bears.
I can't call what I'm going to do next. I'm just working on one. I can't work on two.
But you want me to do what you say, though.
You don't have to do nothing. I mean, why don't you go find another chicken to pluck then? I just made your offer. You know, you had somebody talking slick, and I got in trouble, I guess. I guess I can't talk like they can talk. I don't know.
I'm going to beat your ass. That's what I'm going to do again. I'm going to find some way to crack the bag. I want them to let the car right at the start line.
Yeah.
And go to your ass. I'm going to show you something.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
All right, fellas, if y'all want to keep talking, the internet calls will be losing us in a few minutes. In about a minute, the internet calls will be moving. But if y'all got one stay on the phone in August, y'all can go in August. But you can't do it for about 2 minutes.
We are not arguing. We're just negotiating on something. But I got to call my men. I can't do this race by myself. I have never did it. I have to talk to my men. That's right, Sniper. Who you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Hey, I got something for Sniper. I'm tired of y'all. This Sniper. Now y'all talking about Sniper. He's a man. I have no.
Hold on. I just thought about it, you know. You know, uh-oh. It wouldn't be fair for me to keep having all the fun. I'm going to let some other people run the old jack. I'm going to run some other people and get some more victories under my belt before I do it again.
No. You know I was going in. You know I was going in the meeting on your end. You know I was going in negotiations.
I changed my mind.
No.
I don't want race.
No. You know I'm coming in on the meeting on your ass. That's why.
You took too long.
Papa, you can't take your ball and go home that night.
One
back down,
one
front
guy.
Yeah, you take your ball and go home now.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to race some other guys.
Man, y'all niggas sniper down, folks, man. What y'all gonna do to sniper, man?
Ain't nobody up for you to race right now.
Oh, really? Nobody else, huh?
No, who else can you race? Tell me who else gonna race you.
Would you be willing to bet that I can't get a race by the next race?
I wouldn't say that. Who else gonna race you though?
I just asked you a question. I'm not gonna. That's for me to know and you to find out. Now, would you be willing to bet that I can't get a race?
I would never bet that because if you call my name, I'm here for you anytime.
I said other than you. I'm saying the only person that I can race is you.
Well, I'm not gonna call no names, but a lot of people that you can run and want to run you. But I'm saying, you know, to keep it live, see, can you come on here and do it one more time, you know?
I can. Well, I can make that call. As a matter of fact, I don't have to call nobody out or text nobody out. I can make the decision. I can tune it myself, drive it myself, and pay for it if I have to.
So, in other words, you trying to say he got to hire somebody to do all the shit you can do for yourself?
Well, I'm not trying to say nothing. I'm just saying what I can do. I'm not talking about him. I'm saying what I can do. I can win, lose, or draw on my own.
Hey, listen.
Take it like a man.
Hey, dog. But the thing is, I'm qualified to do that.
Okay, I ain't mad with you. Y'all big boys. I ain't mess with you, big boys.
I'm qualified to do that.
That's right. He said he qualified.
All right, man. Fellas, I'm jumping off here. Y'all have a good day, and I'll talk to y'all next Tuesday.
No problem. Look here.
See if you
can't round
me up.
Let me tell you something right now.
if you ever hang up on me again when I see you, I'm going to take some and ring your big ugly head off.
I'm dialing you bullets up. I'll hang up on you when I feel like because you acted.
I'm going to take. Why you hang up on? Why you hang up on people? Why you do that?
You got two more months, and I'm going to shut your mouth up.
Damn.
I'm going to fuck you up in 2 months. It's guaranteed you. I'm coming at you.
You ain't going to do nothing that's running your mouth. How the hell can you come out here and do something to me? People just know who you is, and people been knowing everybody in the world for years. They can't do nothing to me. You was a Mr. No or nothing gonna come out here and try to do something to somebody. You ain't gonna do jack shit.
That's what it takes, a nothing to be a something.
You ain't gonna do shit to me.
Nothing come from nowhere. Always, you don't respect a nothing, Jerry. You do not respect a nothing.
Okay, when you bring your nothing ass on out, you can get some of it there. You ain't threaten me, you boy.
I'm gonna get some.
You bring your nothing ass on out here and get some there.
I'm gonna get some.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do nothing but run your mouth.
I'm gonna make you. I'm gonna make you retire, boy.
You better hurry up. I want to retire as soon as I can.
No, you know why you're not gonna retire? Because you don't know why retire because you don't have nobody to challenge your hand. I'm gonna push you 2 times and you gonna retire.
Okay.
Oh, you make your retire, but you ain't got the goddamn nuts I got.
Please. You don't have you ball it. You don't have nothing either. You don't have nothing either.
I got something coming on, Terry.
You ain't got nothing coming out for me. All you do is running your damn mouth.
I run my mouth and I bag it up too.
You bag it up. Bag it up. Well, I tell you what. You bag it up. I'm gonna come on out here. I'm gonna make you go broke trying to whoop me. Come on, boy.
Hey, I'm going broke. I'm getting no damn raise. I'm about to ready to put the goddamn box. All back together, cause see, like other man, all the bitches would want to race. I'm about to get ready to get Papa Smith out the garage and put it back.
Boogie man, just that boogie man.
But would you tell me,
that's not boogie man, that's honey bun.
No, I'm just saying, Bobby just gave Bobby said you don't want somebody out there to race.
I will race. Sniper race. It only has you on my down, but he can do some 25s a race.
Boogie man, I'm about to step right down. I'm about to step right down, Boogie man.
You name somebody out here to race more than me in 25s, Baldy, and yourself, dog, and Sniper. They ain't seen nothing. You know, they race with them shows out there, but we don't need no show to race.
Hey, wait a minute, Boogie. We don't need a show to do that neither. Boogie, we don't need a show to do that.
Y'all don't come out every weekend and play.
The big boy
can't come out every weekend and play.
Have
you ever been crazy?
No,
I don't need.
Well,
you know me. We small people can come out 3 times a week. Y'all can't do that.
No, well, I can't. No, we can't run our car for $1,000, $1,500,
$2,000.
That we won't do.
Yeah. I'm just saying, people that's out here that's just. On our level.
Yeah.
Well, I expect to say it like that. But, you know, y'all do y'all thing. But that is when you're big offense, that way you can get your big money.
Right.
But Jack can call me tomorrow if I was up. Say, hey, go rent the track. I'm going to rent the track because I'm going to go ahead and try to knock his head off, get mine knocked off.
Right. Okay, I understand what you're saying now. You talking about them little boys like Baldy.
Yeah. No, Baldy ain't no little boy now. What, you don't want to go
race? Listen, he's a little boy to me. He's a little boy to me. He's a little boy to me.
The same thing y'all should give Baldy. The back trying to break.
Okay. He won't get it, Junior. He's walking on a corner mile.
No, 8 miles. They raised Jimmy 8 miles, so they should run you 8 miles. The back time to break.
I'll take it.
How much you gonna run for, Ball? Ball, how much you gonna run for?
I'm not going to give you all the decision. I'm asking you a question. What are we going to run for? I'm not going to say run for what you got. Let's make a pot and not talk about it.
You're gonna do nothing. Hang up now. Hang up now, you faggot. I'll admit to be a faggot, motherfucker, low and set beside you. And you got your legs on.
There it is, there it is. You hit me for big stuff.
Darryl.
What? Yeah.
If you ever talk about putting your hand on me, I know something.
Say what now?
What?
Say that again?
Y'all are ready to fight? If I hang on you, what you gonna do to me?
Say that again. Wait a minute. I can't hear you. Say that again.
I said,
you're a good thinker,
but you're a
fat-ass bitch. Wait a minute, that's bagging something, boy. You said something about putting my hand on you.
What is that? You talking about putting your hand on me first, man. What you said, I'm going to never hang up on you, and you're
going to
do what?
Oh, I'm just bullshitting with you. Then you can hang up. That's your phone, but I would never put my hand on you. If I put my hand,
you're a good girl. You're a good old girl.
Say what? I didn't understand you.
I said, what did you win? T-Bag today?
What did he say?
He said you wearing T-Bag.
We win what?
Sure.
Hey, dog, you got a lot of background. I can't have him.
Well, you gotta realize now we off the air and everything. You know, I got it. You know, I'm gonna shed it
okay,
all the way down on you. I
probably can hear him now. Sit.
I got to go. My mechanic just came up, so I got to go. And I'll get with you, but I might take that quarter mile before then. I'm going to try to get pulled up. I'm going to see how much it's going to cost me to retain my deals.
Boy, you ain't going to do nothing. I need to lock you in.
And I told you I'm too old to lock in shit. Hell.
You ain't too old. How old are you, Ballin?
You know how old I'm. We already know better than that goddamn it all been. I ain't going to tell it no now.
How old is it?
63.
That's young man stuff.
I'm older than you.
You probably if you're 63, but HD is almost, I don't want to say his name, but his age, but HD and all my men are with me is way older than you, Baller. So what are you saying?
I got two.
Huh?
I got to go, man. I'll get with you. I'm going to get that. I'm gonna run you. Like where you want to run, and I'm going to come back with that, and I'm going to beat you.
You ain't going to do shit. You can stay right down in Florida and keep right on eating oranges.
How the hell I can say?
Don't let me get nowhere. I appreciate everybody that's on this phone still, but I'm finna wrap it up and let it go now. So if anybody got something, you better say it quick, because you know what?
I'm in there.
That was Mr. Big Stuff. Bobby told you bye, Terry. That's what he was saying. Okay, folks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and whoever listening, I hope you appreciated the show today. I hope I did you proud. Post Office Joe, I want to thank you for coming on with your commentary. I see you got all that pressure off your chest. Now you might go back there and get some off your whatever. Because we'll be seeing y'all later on. Tune in next week. Same time, same station, same time.
This tale will be busy. He's a happy dog, rhythmic dog, harmonic dog, house dog, street dog, dog of the world unite, dancing dog.
Thank you for listening, and have a great day, and God bless everybody. Have a nice one. Bye-bye.